You're listening to Consider This, episode 169, for February 20th, 2017.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, it's that time once again where you get to listen to conservative commentary in 10 minutes or less. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, that voice you get to listen to. You could get to listen to your voice, too. Or if not your voice, at least your words. Come to the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to find out how to call or email, and many other ways to contribute. Or just listen at the end of this episode, I'll list some of them. That's CT as in Cajun Taco. More rediscovering by the left, this time about opposition to the president. And an order about refugees you may not have heard about. That's coming up. As a reminder, there is a new tip jar on the website. If you feel the urgent need to support this podcast in any way, that's certainly a great way to do it. Thanks so much. Ever since Trump was elected, the Democrats have been protesting. Yeah, pretty much constantly. They've even taken to hashtag activism, with hashtag resist being a popular one. What's amazing to me is that for the past 8 years, when the Tea Partiers took to the mall in D.C. or to the streets anywhere else, the media couldn't help but downplay it, and the talking heads always saw an element of racism. They disparaged such demonstrations as merely political. It wasn't based on principle, it was just anger at Obama. Contrast coverage then with coverage now. Now, the March for Women is based on the principle of concern for women's rights. Never mind that certain viewpoints were not welcome there based on their politics. No, now that is downplayed or outright ignored. This is not anger at Trump's actions, this is principled, even though he hadn't really done anything at the time of the march. And those people protesting Trump's cabinet picks? Why, they're just concerned for our country and scared of what Trump might do. What was racist for 8 years is now patriotic. And oddly, it was patriotic prior to the last 8 years, too. What changed each time? Well, now, did conservative pundits change their tune each time? Well, for the Limbaugh, Hannity, whoever crowd, yes, they probably did. I'm not sure, but I'll give you that. But those are the opinion guys. I'm talking about news coverage. Even guys like Don Lemon on CNN have this problem. He'll have guests on from both sides, and while he attempts to appear fair and balanced, he lets his opinion peek through. These are the ones that drive the public narrative. These are the ones that spend 18 times more coverage on the ouster of Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor, and talk about other Russian contacts the administration may have had, then on the dangerous leaks coming out of the intelligence community from phone calls they intercepted. That should be just as worrying, and frankly even more so. Our spies are working directly to undermine the president. Criticism of Trump and Flynn may be entirely warranted, but that doesn't excuse these banana republic-type actions. A few episodes ago, I observed that the left is rediscovering the benefits of smaller and limited government. They've also suddenly rediscovered how one can be a loyal opposition. Unfortunately, what they've suddenly forgotten is that despite how much you don't like the guy in charge, it is not proper, and indeed dangerous, to leak secret information to the press in order to harm him. That kind of opposition is not loyal. My prediction is this. The left will relearn that lesson just after the next Democrat is elected president. As I continue to observe, for them, it's always about politics. Let's go back to that news coverage disparity I mentioned. I said the media have spent 18 more times on Flynn rather than the leaks that brought this to our attention. There's another disparity I want to highlight. Remember Trump's executive order for an immigration quote-unquote pause? Well, that's what Chuck Schumer called it. Well, he called it that in 2015, when he thought we needed to stop Syrian refugee resettlement to take stock of the vetting process. Sound familiar? Okay, where was I? Okay, yes. Trump's executive order that heartlessly made immigrants wait for 3 months while we got our act together. Syrian refugees were banned until further notice, but the order at least suggests that such further notice will eventually come. Unfortunately, it won't for Cuban refugees. What, you may be asking? Is this some fresh outrage from the Donald? No, but you could be forgiven for thinking that. 8 days before he left office, then-President Obama completely shut down the Cuban refugee policy that said if a Cuban made it to dry land in America, they were granted residency. This has been U.S. policy since 1966. It was modified by the Clinton administration to allow refugees to apply for residency a year after they arrived, but Barack Obama shut the door in their collective faces over half a century after this policy started. Was the media in an uproar then? Well, as they say in Spanish, no. The big three networks, on the day after that order was implemented, spent a grand total of 86 seconds reporting on it. How much time did they spend on Trump's orders? On the first weekday after he signed it, they spent a total of 64 minutes, 8 seconds. If you're doing the math at home, and even if you aren't, that's about 45 times the coverage of a temporary ban versus a permanent ban. You know that phrase that some people use, imagine what the media would have said if he had been a Republican? This is what they're talking about. And finally, who can forget what was said about Republicans back in 2009? Well, a lot of people, apparently. Speaking of their resistance to Obama's agenda, Anderson Cooper described it as, quote, a war, an insurgency by Republicans against the president, against Democrats in the House, and against their agenda, close quote. Again, here's a guy trying to come off as a straight news guy. No one would say he's spouting his own opinion like Bill O'Reilly or Rachel Maddow, but it makes it in there anyway. I don't expect we'll see any War on Trump graphics on CNN anytime soon. Well, let me know your thoughts, either by email at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or by phone at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and yes, even Snapchat with a very occasional behind-the-scenes look at the podcast. You can find all this and more at the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, which also has a transcript and links to everything I referred to. Thanks so much for listening. And now it's your turn. You get to go out there and consider this.